Trump just announced what I've been telling you for weeks. He let Hillary Clinton off the hook for high treason. He's not letting Obama, Clapper, Brennan, and Comey off. The Justice Department is intending to indict them, not just for perjury to Congress, not just for criminal leaks, which they've all done open and shut, but for a criminal conspiracy of treason against America and the Republic itself, trying to overturn the 2016 election, stealing the 2020 election and their ongoing operations. This is so incredibly historic. And that's why you see them pushing all the Epstein stuff up to the front. And then Trump acting very, very guilty, like he's covering up for somebody. I mean, this is historic. This is deadly dangerous. This is the prime zone for the globalists to stage mass false flags, cyber attacks, stock market crashes, new wars, you name it, because these two big powerful groups are coming together for battle for control of the Republic. We know the Democrats are pure evil. We know they're in the WikiLeaks with little kids with John Podesta and Hillary and all of it. And so my point is we need to be covering what we know is proven. Their treason and their Pizzagate garbage. And then if stuff comes out on Trump, we'll go after him as well. But the jury's not out on them. It's out on Trump. The jury's in on the Democrats, and they are pure evil. Here's President Trump saying, Obama and his cohorts in the coup are not off the hook. We're coming for you. This is throwing down the gauntlet. It's going down.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election, and they got caught. And there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what? Let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible. And I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me. And whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified's been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking about.
And then, of course, he said, Obama is guilty of treason. Where have we ever seen a U.S. president say this? Never. And about another president and have the proof. I've gotten the FBI documents and the NSA documents that I was being spied on with Trump starting in 2013. Here it is.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold. And it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them, too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it. And we have all of the documents. And from what Tulsi told me, she's got thousands of additional documents coming. So President Obama, it was his concept, his idea, but he also got it from Crooked Hillary Clinton.
That's
Crooked,
right.
Is a $3
bill. And the documents are already out. She's just collated them, and they have secret emails. This was all run by DHS and the Pentagon. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at thealexjonesstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect, but most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you don't study AI and computers and markets and the stock market and geopolitics, you don't know what a rock star Martin Armstrong is, but people that follow that do. I won't go over his whole bio because we have limited time. 45 years working in the stock market, researching monetary history and determination to harness the power of computers and artificial intelligence. He also knows most of the major world leaders and advises major governments, and he's managed hundreds of billions of dollars over the years. And he's not one, because I've been following him for 30 years, so I really got informed, he is not one that exaggerates in my experience. So a few days ago, when I saw this headline, it was like a punch in the stomach. Plan on it. Martin Armstrong sees 100% chance of nuclear war on the current trajectory we're on. So does the Rand Corporation on the threat escalation ladder. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it's like you're driving a bus to the Grand Canyon. You're now a mile away. You keep going down that road. You're going over the edge. And we're going 100 miles an hour right now. And how that ties into the Epstein thing blowing up, the Crossfire Hurricane treason coming out with all the documents. This is all coming to a head with these different factions, how it ties into the Genius Act, the new digital currency, all of it and more with Martin Armstrong. And you can go to armstrongeconomics.com and ask Socrates, ask-socrates.com. Martin, thank you so much, sir, for being here. Wow, what an incredibly spectacular, intriguing, dangerous, horrifying, exhilarating time. Anybody saying we're not living in interesting times or things are boring or there's a slow news day ever, they just must have their head where the sun don't shine. So, Martin, thanks for being with us. Let's dive right into it.
Well, I think that, I've said many times, how does a country, default? It's when you cannot sell the new debt to pay off the old. And that's what the whole BRICS thing was. The Biden administration, they, took, Russia out of the SWIFT system. Then they actually threaten China. We'll do the same to you if you help Russia. So then they remove. All right. The BRICS took place because of this geopolitical nonsense. All right. And when you go into war and you're threatening China, China held 10% of the U.S. national debt. So they start dumping. All right. Because you go into war, we're not going to pay it. We got $1 trillion worth of interest expenditures, and at 10%, that meant $100 billion goes to China. Then what? They use it to buy missiles to shoot back. They cut that off. So that's why they've been buying gold, because they're not even buying euro. They're selling everything because the West is going to war with them. They know that. All right. And this is why Congress suddenly, with a bipartisan movement, came out with the Genius Act. What they're doing is, this is the same scenario that took place for the Civil War. In 1863, to sell debt to pay for the Civil War, the U.S. Treasury, came up with this system, and they're called Treasury National Bank Notes. They told the banks that if they bought the government debt, they could then issue currency against it, okay, to keep the liquidity going. That's what this Genius Act is doing. They're just, instead of banks being the issuing currency, they're issuing the stable coins backed by U.S. debt. So because of all this friction with war, if you cannot sell the new debt to pay off the old, you go into default, no less trying to raise money to pay for a continued war.
And what you're explaining for those who don't know this rule, and Elon made this point at the World Government Summit this year, when governments historically get into a default, they always go to war. And so how do we get out of that cycle? Because now we have nuclear weapons, we can't do that.
Look, I've been screaming, as you know, for the last few years to the top of my lungs. I don't think I can stop it. The problem here is that Europe is in dire straits. And as you know, when they were forming the euro, they came to me and I said, this is how we create a currency. But Helmut Kohl wouldn't consolidate the debts, and he didn't allow the German people to even vote to join the euro. He took the country in unilaterally. So the problem here is that the euro has never been able to compete with the dollar. As a fund manager, I can pick up the phone and say, buy me $10 billion worth of U.S. treasuries. I can't do that with Europe. I still got to make the same decisions as if the euro never existed. Do I want Germany? Do I want France? Do I want Italy?
And again, let me just back you up what you're saying. You did all that historically. It's on record. For those that don't know, the head finance ministers of all the major Western EU nations, France, Sweden, UK, all of them, the Netherlands, Germany, they all said in the last 2 years, our business model is a 20-30-year war with Russia. It's the only way we're going to prop ourselves up. They want all these new taxes to put into a black hole, 30% of all the money raised in the EU to go to the war. And they believe Russia will be broken up in five pieces. That's official. It is an insane gamble. And 3.5 years in, Russia has clearly won, outproducing weapons 3-1. And so they are demographically, financially collapsing. China is having its own issues. And so they're literally dragging us into this. Trump has been right to try to get us out of it, but he's unable to. And so that's why, please, you're giving us the background, but I appreciate that. But I really respect your views on this. The new thing, you're saying plan on it. Martin Armstrong sees 100% chance of nuclear war. Can you elaborate on what you said recently?
Well, our computer, which isn't, it's been phenomenal in forecasting war. All right. And I stood up in 2011 and said the war cycle turns up in 2014. That's all videotaped. It's documented. 2013, I stood up and I said, okay, fine. The computer's projecting this will start in Ukraine. All right. So these are not my personal opinions. And what's going on now is basically the computer showing what we call a panic cycle for next year. Which I've never seen a panic cycle on the yearly level in war. So it's showing that escalation should start from next week going up. I think Trump has played into this wrongly with his demand for this 50-day nonsense. What do you really expect to do? You got war coming. Every European government is planning for war. You had Merz come out and say, diplomacy's off the table, forget that. I spoke to, in three different countries in Europe, I asked, can you please name one European leader that has attempted any diplomatic communications with Putin? No names. Nobody has. The only one that even bothered to call him was Trump. That was it. And Europe was all upset about that. They need war. Otherwise, their economy is going to collapse. The German economy has shrunk already by 3%, if not 5%. All right. They're losing and by shrinking, I mean the number of jobs possible are declining, not just a recession. So, and Germany's 25% of the GDP of Europe. It's done. It's finished. All right. So they need this war to keep going. Otherwise, the people are going to be storming the parliaments with pitchforks. Their pension funds have generally have to have by law at least 70% government debt.
And that goes back to Henry VIII's one example that's historical to the movie The King, documents it, it's on the records. He had rebellions in Scotland, Ireland, and in Wales with the Welsh, so his advisors said, we'll just have a war with your cousin, the French king. He had rebellions. He wanted one, too. Real soldiers died, but they staged it. And then there's many examples of that.
Yeah.
But you can't do that now with nuclear weapons against Russia. It is insane. What are they thinking?
What I've heard is they are telling these leaders, oh, don't worry about that. He'll never push the button for a nuke because he knows it would blow back on them. What if you're wrong? You know, they've been wrong about absolutely every war.
We know the Russian doctrine. They never started. They never started. They finish it. If they start rolling back the Russians and beating them, the Russians are going to use tactical nuclear. And within 30 minutes, the U.S. will hit them with bigger stuff. And then within an hour, we're all dead.
Look, what's going on right now? What this basic 50-day thing is about is that reliable sources are saying Ukraine is about to lose. The real death toll is close to 1.5.
That's right. I was told by a high-level Pentagon 2 days ago, meant to report it, that they're now drawing up plans to remove Zelensky. The U.S. is.
They have to. If they do not remove Zelensky and allow the Ukrainian people to vote, that's it. I mean, he's only listening to NATO and to basically Stammer, et cetera, and Merz. And what they know that it's going to collapse. So Russia, I've been hearing for at least 2 months now, they were preparing to send in 250,000 troops into Ukraine. The precedent they're going to want to use is that that you're looking at in 95, they went into Bosnia, and 99, they went into Kosovo, and neither one were NATO countries. So that's the precedent. Oh, it's humanitarian.
And let me back you up here. It's to help a country seized by a dictator. Zelensky, Victor Boots, high level in the Russian government, as people know, has Putin's ear. He told us a month and a half ago, he said, no, he wanted everybody to know. He said, no, we're preparing to go in with hundreds of thousands of troops and encircle Kharkiv and Kiev. And he wanted them to know that. And so I can confirm from the Russians, they're planning that.
Yeah, this is why NATO's, looking at sending in 250,000. And so Trump's 50 days, what does he really expect out of this? There's no way that Putin can say, oh, okay, fine, I'll sign a peace deal, which is completely bogus anyhow.
They just rejected it again. They just said this is all bull. Trump's unable to influence NATO today, and we're not backing down.
Yeah, it's look, you had Medvedev basically coming out saying, you should do a preemptive strike. They're pushing this to the absolute limit. And it's not my opinion. The computer is showing tensions are rising from next week on. And it looks like we're going to see a major war starting.
And by the way, you're one of the first guys 40 years ago, pre-AI, to create computer models that were 99% accurate. I mean, that was, people that don't remember, that was all over the news at the time. The government freaked out over what you were able to do. So it's not like it's not like you're some guy in a garage that says, oh, my computer shows this. You were right over and over again.
Look, I designed the computer back in the 70s to be largely a hedge fund manager. And it tracks all the international capital flows, et cetera. And back in the 80s, we got called in by the Central Bank of Lebanon, asked to make a model. And I put in the data that they had, and it said that their country was going to fall apart in 8 days. I thought there was something wrong. And when I told them that, they said, well, what currency would you recommend? They obviously saw this, that money was moving and knew that civil war was coming. All right. So they just came to us for the timing. And the computer, you know, I heard the same thing with had a client in basically in Saudi Arabia. It was one of the biggest shippers. They called and they said, you know, Iraq's going to start attacking shipping in the Gulf tomorrow. What do you think gold's going to do? I said, you tell me a war's going to start tomorrow? He says, yes. By the time I got into the 90s, I understood how the computer was doing, projecting wars. People always know in advance, and the markets start to move. The October 7th Hamas thing, all the, you know, the defense stocks started rising a week in advance. The SEC used our stuff.
So you basically, after 9/11. You track the insider trading, basically.
Yeah, look, the SEC used our model to look at who bought puts on airlines just before 9/11. That stuff all came from us. What we really kind of brought it up with the CIA and everything else was when I stood up at our June 98 conference in London and I said, all right, fine. The computer says Russia's going to collapse and I get a little more in 30 days. And that was the long-term capital management crisis, the debt default in Russia. It was just a real mess. And that's when the CIA came and said, all right, we've been following you guys for a long time. And they wanted the model. I didn't want to give it to them. But this is what basically unfolds. Somebody always knows and the markets begin to move. You're starting to see the metals go back up to retest the highs. All right. They'll eventually break through. And this is in advance of
geopolitical. Okay, we got to go break in 7 minutes. I'm going to hold you to about 40 after 45. I really appreciate your time, but we got some time now. I want to revisit the economy, but I'm more focused on everybody on the surface of the earth being dead. Here's the clip of you of 2 days ago, and I want you to elaborate on this, and specifically, how do we stop this? Plan on it. Martin Armstrong sees 100% chance of nuclear war. Here it is.
Can they avoid nuclear war? Can we avoid nuclear war at this point?
Not with the people we have in power. Simple as that.
You're counting. Your computer is saying war, nuclear war, sooner than later. There's no getting around it.
I
say it again. You can't what?
I can't stop it. I've done my best. I've yelled and screamed on the top of the roof at everybody.
People should plan on nuclear war.
Plan it. Look, this is coming.
Even if we're not completely wiped out with that nuclear warfare, there's going to be nasty things going on. I mean, this is Martin Armstrong we're talking about. When he says there's a 100% chance of nuclear war, this is Martin Armstrong. This is not some kooky, crazy, fear porn guy. According to Martin Armstrong, he's 100% sure at some point we have nuclear war, sooner than later.
And you've got Trump freaking out when he hears about side issues and things. And I've taught people behind the scenes. He goes, I want to stop war. I want to end this war in Russia. And I want to secure the border, and I want to save the economy, because he understands how desperate he's got, obviously, his own people. The EU is just completely insane. You look at Macron and Merz and Starmer all with their cocaine on the train. I mean, these lunatics are going to get us all killed. Martin Armstrong, how do we stop this?
You know, Europe's got to throw these people out. I mean, just look at every one of them, from Stammer, Macron, Merz. I mean, they're all the same. They're the former head of Netherlands, now the head of NATO, one of the worst neocons up there. And you've got, you know, Kalis, who was the former head of Estonia, actually coming out saying Russia's too big and needs to be broken up. They're insane. They're completely insane. They think that they can actually take down Russia. And the way they present it is if Russia, you know, will fall. Even had Kinzinger, the neocon that they stuck on the January 6th committee, said, oh, we could take Russia in 3 days. Really?
Yeah. You
know? I mean, you know, they also said we could take out, you know, even Iraq in less than a week.
Yeah, so Vietnam we can't take out in 10 years. But now let's move on to people that have 50-something plus submarines loaded with each submarine enough nukes to blow up every city we've got. I mean, this is just beyond megalomania, insane Satanism.
Putin has already warned. They have nuclear weapons as a, you know, as like a torpedo. And he's already, you know, I don't know how much has made the news over here, but he has said they could just, you know, basically explode one off the East Coast, and there goes Washington, New York, etc.
Yeah, for people that don't know why that's so important, they go, torpedo, who cares with, you know, some mega super ton H-bomb. That point is you can't shoot it down with anti-missile systems. That's Russia's answer. It's why 10 years ago they showed the graphs on the table on purpose, showing that they're going to launch these hydrogen bombs that detonate deep off the coast and then send in 1,000-foot waves 50 miles into the United States.
Yeah, you can't stop that. It's not, you can't have an anti-missile to shoot it down. This is being fired by a sub, all right? I mean, and they could do one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
They're gonna hit Houston. You know they're gonna hit everything.
I mean, it's look. I know, you know, Bill Kristol, whose father started the whole neocon stuff.
The Trotskyite.
He even spoke at one of our conferences. And back in the 90s, I argued with him. He said if we took out Saddam Hussein, Assad out of Syria, and Gaddafi, will bring peace to the Middle East. I said, you're out of your mind. He even wrote the book to justify going into Iraq. And I said, you know, the Middle East, we drew these borders, not them. All right. They don't see themselves as Iraqis or Syrians, etc. They see it's still tribal. They see themselves as Sunnis versus Shiites versus Kurds, Druze. I mean, this is basically, you know, that's really the Middle East, you know, and I don't know. These people just constantly, I don't know if they were, you know, mentally deranged in the 50s when we all had to hide underneath our desks in third grade or something, you know.
But we know what it is. His dad was the head of the Trotskyite, except for Stalin had him killed in Mexico with the ice axe, and they got pissed and became total Russia-phobes, moved to the U.S. The CIA brought them in to take over the Republican Party with William F. Buckley. It's all mainstream news, not even hidden. And they are actually, along with Zbigniew Brzezinski on the other side, Russophobes, who literally got control of U.S. policy during the Cold War. Then they staged 9/11, and they're terrorists.
Look, you had Victoria Nuland, Garland, who brought the charges against Trump, and then you have Blinken. Look at their backgrounds. All three claim that their families were from the Ukraine area. All three claim that their families were persecuted by Russia. This is personal. This is not national security. They have usurped the national security of this country. The same as you're talking about, you know, Obama, et cetera, all that stuff. That's
and look
going
at Trudeau.
Right now.
Trudeau's deputy prime minister, her dad was the head Nazi in Ukraine. She's a Russophobe. But let's come back and talk about how we stop this with Armstrong Williams. Martin Armstrong. With Martin Armstrong, we're going to come back and talk about the economy as well. Stay with us. I need support. We are maxed out, and I can do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court, and got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it at that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30. You're a VIP, and when you want a T-shirt or you want a supplement, you get it because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend $30, you get $40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it, cancel. It's one click, it's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at thealexjonesword.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning. And then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil. You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think being persecuted is, oh, you want to stay away from that? Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight? No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, and Riley was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. And immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships 2-3 times the size. Just ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy's been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, just some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again, for all of our collective futures, to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Starting about 25 years ago, they sent representatives from Clear Channel, one of their vice presidents, to try to get me to sell out and be a neocon, and I said no. And then the offer was big, but not that big a deal. No national show, syndication, book deals. Then Roger Ailes approached me repeatedly, offered me Sunday shows, moved to New York. If I did good, they were going to syndicate me to be the next Limbaugh, because he was having heart problems then. He lived a lot longer than they thought. And they wanted to give me a nightly show on Fox. They said, you're going to be the new Rush Limbaugh. And I said, no, thanks, because they said, we're going to control what you say. And then I had Henry Kissinger reach out, did it in front of my producers. So that's why I tell that story, because they didn't say it was off record. They said, we want you to come to New York. Kissinger wants to meet with you. We want you to join our group. We want to back you, to control the populist movement we know is coming in the future. I said, no, thanks. He said, well, you're an idiot. You're crazy. That was Rothkopf, right in front of John Harmon, still here today. He's been here 25 years. And that was like 16, 17 years ago. And then, these are all off-record meetings, and if somebody sends a private jet to pick me up and I've already got somewhere to go, I've met with Bilderberg Group members and tech heads and people many times. And I haven't done it in a few years just because I've just said there's no point in meeting. You know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to say. And they don't even try to get me to sell out at these meetings. They actually say, well, we think there'll probably be a nuclear war on the trajectory we're going with Russia. And where do you think you'd move? And I'm like, well, you're better experts than me. Well, we've got a place in, Patagonia. I guess it's in the Andes or whatever. So, but a full nuclear war with Russia and China, it's not going to be safe in the Southern Hemisphere either. It's going to be road warrior, total breakdown of society. So when Martin Armstrong, one of the top economists with one of the oldest, best computer models of the updates, tells you that we're on a collision course with nuclear war, and NATO says, oh, we're going to have a conventional war, Russia will never use nukes, this is beyond Russian roulette. This isn't where you put one bullet, you know, one cartridge in there, and you got six cylinders, and you spin it, and then you... This is, I would say this is like loading on this trajectory five bullets in and spinning it. You know, maybe you got one out of six chances Russia blinks. You know, they kept thinking they blink, because they did, but not with Ukraine. And so just in closing on that, what can Trump do? What can we do to have sanity? We know they're trying to vote out the EU leadership. The unelected commission keeps canceling elections, arresting political opposition like Le Pen and other sane people. You know, canceling Romanian elections, trying to use it as a detonator with Russia there on the Black Sea. I mean, what can be done? And you say heating up starting the next week through next year. What's the timeline of maximum danger? We know the EU has been saying, and NATO, we're going to send in these peacekeepers to fight the Russians for a year. They're now gearing up for it. What's the timeline? How do we stop this? How long do we have? Mr. Armstrong.
Well, our computer's projecting, I'd have to look at the months for next year, but it's projecting 2026 in general. And I think that rather than a full-blown nuclear war, we're definitely going to see probably more of the tactical nukes, but I would not put it past, using... the nukes and the sub to create tsunamis. I think it's the people in Europe have to be removed. The euro was never designed properly. And, as you know, I was the one in 98, I was called in and sat down with them on this. So, the real problem we're going to have here is that these people are about to lose power. And if they don't create some sort of a war, then this is the people are going to be storming, the parliaments with pitchforks. I did speak to someone very close to Trump and a couple of months ago, and I said, we have to get out of NATO. They're going to create a false flag to try and drag us in. And I was actually surprised. The response was, yes, we know you're correct. So I didn't say it was nuts. So obviously things are starting to heat up a bit. And that's what I want to talk about was the Genius Act.
And let's go there next. But first, what are you hearing? The Epstein thing. I never saw any evidence of Trump doing anything wrong. They would have brought it out on him before. But then he says, don't look at it. Make it go away. Now they're sending the deputy attorney general to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell. The Democrats are going all in on this versus the confirmed treason of Obama and claiming Trump was a Russian agent. That's all confirmed. The word I got is they are getting ready to indict Clapper, Brennan, and Comey. So could you speak to that and then to the Genius Act?
Look, the whole reason Hillary started the Russiagate was because back then they were trying to get into create a regime change in Russia. They blackmailed Yeltsin back then. Okay, they asked me to put in $10 billion into this Hermitage Capital. I refused. Who was behind the Hermitage Capital? Evan Safra, but also Bill Browder. Who was Bill Browder? Maxwell's right-hand man. So this is all kind of really tied in. And who put me in contempt of court because I refused to basically cooperate with them? James Comey. So this, Comey was well aware of what was going on. And you know, it's now come out that, you know, he basically covered up for Hillary. When somebody, is interviewed by the FBI, they always take notes because you can be prosecuted for lying to the FBI. And when it came to Hillary testifying before Comey, he didn't take notes. Why? Because he was part of it. All right. This whole thing is just, it's just a real mess. It's very much all lined up. You know, back in the 90s, I was warned, you know, be careful. They will try to use women to get into you. And so this whole Epstein thing, it's not about pedophiles. It's probably the biggest blackmail operation in history. And I'm sure, you know, the real problem they have stumbled into, if they release the names, who did what for what? And who was really behind this? This was not something that Epstein did personally.
Oh, he was certainly a front guy. And so you just said it again with your long history, that you saw Ghislaine connected to Comey and the globalists. Did you ever see in all your financial operations anything with Trump involved?
No. Did not. Trump was more into the real estate side. He wasn't really into the financial markets. Just about everybody else was. The Oracle of Wall Street was involved. I go back a long time. I dealt with
I've talked to everybody else. They never saw anything with Trump. That's why I think he's innocent. Then why act so guilty and say everybody needs to just move on and shut up about this? Why?
Largely because I think that you expose this and it's going to be a lot more than people anticipate. Who was the backers? Was it the CIA? Was it, Mossad? I think it goes a lot further than people suspect.
Of course.
And if you remember Elliot Spritzer, all right, he took down Hank Greenberg, the head of AIG, all right, insisted he had to resign. Hank Greenberg was refusing to insure the mortgage-backed securities for Goldman Sachs. So they removed him. Then AIG would insure Goldman Sachs. All right. But then Elliot Spritzer, who was being fed information, was a pawn, thought he actually was the king of the mountain and was going to turn against Wall Street and clean out of. What happened? Oh, all of a sudden, all these checks came out. He was paying hookers. How about that? So they always use this. I suspect there's a lot more involved here than people who was really behind this. I was in the middle of the attempted regime change of Russia back in 2000. And they've always been doing this. I was told to put in $10 billion and I would get $100 back.
Absolutely. So in closing, That's what I said originally, is bare minimum, Mossad, CIA, these networks, they believe it'll crash the stock market if all these corporate leaders and business leaders and science leaders and government leaders, not Trump, get implicated. And then Trump's like, it's too dangerous, it'll sink the economy, move on. And the Democrats can't help themselves. They're still trying to use it, even though it really implicates them. And that's what's going on.
Look, if there was anything in there that really implicated Trump, they would have pulled it out, right, for the election.
The last three.
They've had these files. They knew what the heck was in the files. The real question is, all these people that were blackmailed, what did they do in return for it? So you have no idea where this is, like a spider web, and it goes off in every which direction.
He was a clearinghouse for the CIA, Mossad, MI6. You could come to him, to run target operations even for corporations. You always think of governments doing stuff. Corporations do even more. We know Gates was using him to target key scientists and people.
Right.
So in closing, Genius Act, why is it such a big deal? MTG, General Flynn warned it has this digital dollar provision that goes towards the central bank digital currency. Then Trump's financial advisor the day they signed it said, no, this is the path for a digital dollar, as you're saying, and so it's a form of new treasury. This is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, what people don't realize it is that it's not a CBDC. If the Fed cannot do a CBDC, it would need a search warrant to look at your account. So it's the same agenda as COVID. All right. The First Amendment says the government cannot. All right. It doesn't.
So they get you. They get you to opt
cannot.
In. I'm sorry to interrupt you. They get you to opt in. Start over.
So.
No, start. I interrupt you. Said the government said it cannot. I interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the First Amendment says the government cannot interfere in your free speech. First Amendment. So what do? They pick up the phone, they call Facebook or YouTube, and they can do it. That's fine. All right. Legal. So what they're doing with stablecoin is that it's the same exact MO as what they did for the Civil War. They issued national bank notes in 1863. The same scheme. They told the banks, if you buy our debt, you can then issue currency against it. Okay, so what happened was that's what you got. You can look on our site. We give you pictures of all the national bank notes that were issued in 1863. So that's how they sold the debt to fund the Civil War. So this is what's going on here. All right. They are.
And then Kennedy tried to reissue some of that under $5 bills, U.S. notes, not Treasury, not Federal Reserve notes, right before he got killed in 63.
Yeah. Look, it's these stable coins is the same exact MO. Yes, that's what they look like.
So is this a major move against the Federal Reserve?
No, what it is that you have threatened China and all these countries with war. China held 10% of the U.S. national debt. All right? And you're threatening them with war. They're not going to buy U.S. debt. The default comes when you can't sell the new debt to pay off the
old. So it's a new bubble, a new backstop.
Right. This is basically people think, oh, stable coins. All right, great. This is, crypto. Sorry, you're the next sucker in line. You're going to replace China and everybody else in buying the national debt to fund the coming war. That's what they need. That's why there was a bipartisan agreement.
Yeah.
So, they don't agree on something unless it's absolutely critical.
So you're saying this is a new form of war. This is a new form of war bond.
Yeah, pretty much that's what it is. It's the exact same thing as 1863.
How do you think they'll perform?
Paper coins instead of paper currency. That's all.
So if we win the war, they perform. If we don't,
they're gone.
And of course, that's what it is. It's a war bond. Good God, we really are going to war.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's simple as that. No different. History repeats because they always come up with the same scheme, similar, all right, when they're faced with the same situation.
Sure, humans always act the same. But this is crazy.
Right.
It's hiding in plain view. It's true. But they don't want to call it a war bond. That would freak everybody out.
Right. So you call it stable coins backed by U.S. Treasuries.
This stable coin, bipartisan, is a war bond, which should tell everybody what they need to know.
That's why it was bipartisan. All right. They don't agree on anything. If, we're not going to, Trump's going to make some money off this, they'd oppose it. Okay. They agree on this. The two people that voted against it, all right, was Marjorie and Luna.
Incredible.
This is
impressive, Martin Armstrong. That was hiding in plain view. It's a war bond, not even hidden. Good Lord. ArmstrongEconomics.com. And then you got your other great site everybody should check out, ask-socrates.com. Join us again, and God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Take care.
Thank you. Oh, my God, we are in deep trouble. Get right with Jesus, folks. That's all I can tell you. Get right with Jesus. This is bad, 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 bad. And it'll be great, you know, to back up the treasuries and things. I'm sure that's what Trump said. That's how he was sold. But it's a war bond. All right, here's what I'm going to do. You've got to stay with me because I got Stuart Rhodes coming in. I want to cover the waterfront on the Obama treason and what needs to happen and what the deep state's going to pull and obvious false flags incoming. I want to get into, after he leaves us, this stack's been stacking up for 4 days since Sunday. Really good stuff around the world against the transgender pedo cult as the world wakes up to it and fights it. The UN issues its main report, calls for a ban on sex changes for children, declares transgenderism a threat to women. And that's all our leadership, Trump's leadership, but it's a giant stack of stuff like that. I didn't get to this yesterday. I've got to get to it. The findings by Congress and by the federal agencies on the auto pen, it was illegal. Some years, like 2024, and one of the other years too, transgender of 2022, 100% of the things he signed, he had no idea he didn't sign them. And it's been found by the different federal bodies and agencies and that it is 100% illegal. And they testified that to Congress. That's kind of a big deal. I mean, everything is coming to a head. Then you got Trump going to war with the private Federal Reserve. You have the Treasury Secretary saying, yeah, we need criminal investigation of the Federal Reserve for everything. This is not the old Trump. You just saw him say, Obama's guilty of treason. I didn't go after him before. I thought it'd be bad for the country, but we can't help it. Whether it's good or bad, he means for the economy. It's what he always thinks about. He's doing it. And then you understand why. You heard Armstrong. I mean, he knows where the bodies are buried. And he's like, no, Trump never connected to any of that. He, you know, Ghislaine was part of the group trying to buy him off. That's on record that all happened. And then Comey and them threw him in prison for a while because he wouldn't cooperate. And it's what they do. They come to you because you're good and you're successful and you're smart. And they go, you're going to work for us. We're going to throw your... First they go, you want a bunch of money? You go, nope. Go, well, we're going to throw your ass in prison. You don't. And by the grace of God, I haven't been put in prison yet. They told me back when the richest man on earth tried to buy me off as an off-record meeting, so I didn't ever talk about it. 2017, they said, listen, you're going to get destroyed in the media and then sued and bankrupted. And they said, and worse. I go, what do you mean? Well, you know what happens. Am I being threatened to be killed? No. Just, you know. There's so many laws. Anybody's committing a crime not even knowing it. Show me the man, I'll find you the crime. I said, all right. Good to know. That was just one of many times they threatened me. And I've told you the ones with Koskov and Koskov up in Connecticut in front of the judge and my lawyer. Even though that was a sealed deal, don't say anything about it. Because that's all. I'll bring me in. Try to get me sanctioned. We'll bring in that federal judge that was there. We'll bring in Norm Pattis. Because you can't, in a mediation, say we're the mafia and you'll be defeated and you better work for us. And then I got to shut up about that. So I've talked about Kissinger trying to hire me because that was on record. He didn't even hide it. I've talked about Koskov and Koskov again 2 years ago at the next mediation in Fort Worth with a federal judge in a courthouse. And they come back and say, listen, this will all go away. Just stop talking about this and that and this and that. And I said, okay. I told my lawyers, yeah, go ask what they want. I said, it's going to be a bigger list. They're going to want a meeting, a conference. And they go, how'd you know that? Do you have their room tapped? And I said, I told you. They said, we never see this before. I said, because you're not in a normal legal case. That's the deep state. They have the head of the FBI legal counsel for Connecticut is in there running it in the courtroom. Call him in here. He's the boss. You understand who these people are? And they think they can just go on forever and everything's going to be okay. They can just do whatever they want. because it's Alex Jones. Hey, this is a fake auction, Stephanopoulos asks them, the Bloomberg group, and they go, well, it's Alex Jones. You know, there's just some people can't be bought and can't be intimidated. You can't starve me out and you can't make me run. Because these old boys will raise with shotguns. We say grace, we say amen. And if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Yeah, I'd like to shoot some meat. I'd like to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes. And you know, do what with my old 45? And all you good old boys been wanting to get a war, you're probably going to get one. But it's going to be nuclear wasteland. You're fighting for your life. I mean, it's a good chance we're all going to wake up dead soon. Because the old financial system's coming to an end. And the globalists want to stay in power, and they need a war to do it. In the meantime, I'm not going to back down. I'm going to tell the absolute truth, the best information I have. You've got that on my soul, on the souls of my children and the souls of my grandchildren. But you've seen the action. But I need your support. And we make it easy. Good Lord. You've seen the rave reviews. You've heard the rave reviews. Our methylene blue is spectacular. James O'Keefe's vision got better. And I looked it up. I'd forgotten the studies about all the stuff it does for your eyesight. This stuff is amazing. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sale goes until next Tuesday. The bombshell mega sale. Buy a bottle of the methylene blue capsules or liquid. Very same product. It's easier to take around with you in the capsules. It's fortified with vitamin C to supercharge it in the capsules. Buy one already discounted, get one free. Same thing with the Shilajit gummies. Take an hour to get into that. So amazing. Same thing with the IRC moss. These are super nutrients. These are next level. In the case of the Shilajit and the IRC moss, it's a fusion. There's the Power Drive special, 50% off right now. That's over the top insane. Check out those new products. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank you all for being our backers. Everything we do here is only possible because of you. Become a VIP. For $30 a month, cancel any time. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on top of everything. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I can't do it without you. You are the heart of this operation. I'll never back down or give up, but I could give out without your help. Plus the great products. Get them now. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Just got in my methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, USP grade from TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm real interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm going to mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is going to work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? J-Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the ultramethylene blue, USP grade, the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now. And it's hard to explain what I feel, other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean. No jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well, so definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the TheAlexJonesStore.com and get your methylene blue today.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.